بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شعر فبلاه شيخ أول رومي وقت تبريد الزمانة الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصاب رحمة الله تعالى عليه. حضرت کا بہت جاندار اور شاندار کلام ملاحظہ فرمائیں. اپنے مالک کو راضی کریں خوب. ٹائٹل ہے اپنے مالک کو راضی کریں خوب. اس میں کہا وہ اللہ ہیپی الاٹ خوب خوب. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. دوست تو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان. دوست تو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان. ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوں گے دنیا میں ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. خاک تنگ میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل. خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل. کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم. کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم. دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں. دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں. ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم. ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم. صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل. صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل. ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم. ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم. درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستو. درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوستو. ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم. ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم. سارے ارض و سما اور شمس و قمر. سارے ارض و سما اور شمس و قمر. دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم. دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم. اور دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی. دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی. ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم. ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم. سختیاں شیخ کی ہیں فنا کے لیے. سختیاں شیخ کی ہیں فنا کے لیے. مت سمجھ مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم. سختیاں شیخ کی ہیں فنا کے لیے. مت سمجھ مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم. اختر بے نوا کی صدائیں سنو. اختر بے نوا کی صدائیں سنو. اپنے مالک کو راضی کریں خوب ہم. اپنے مالک کو راضی کریں خوب ہم صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوست تو درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوست تو ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم جس کے دل میں نہیں ہو تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم اپنے مالک کو راضی کریں خوب ہم
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا اما بعد نیس شعر رفع و شیخ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد افضل صاحب رحمت اللہ علی در یلی X-ray machines and they are scanning our spiritual heart, what our heart is, what the heart's condition is spiritually. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that me, myself first, all of us, it's not that we are saying it for others or anything, but for each one for himself, let us see where we are, how much Hazrat has opened up here, and in all Hazrat's ash'ar, and from here we can understand the great maqam of Hazrat, where Allah Ta'ala had chosen Hazrat to be, and for us to follow in that line. And Hazrat has left his legacy, all these mashallah ash'ar are here, all Hazrat's kitabs are there, and till today, alhamdulillah, from the various khanqas in Karachi, the work of deen that is carrying on, the kitabs, the waaz, the nasihat that is carrying on, so it is all Hazrat's great barakat and Hazrat's great fuyuz which Allah Ta'ala had accepted and made aam and taam. Almost as soon as Hazrat had left his temporary world, Hazrat's life story was ready and it was printed and distributed. And in there also we see how Hazrat throughout his life, from his childhood right through till the end, how he was devoted to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, give us all tawfiq, that we look at this and see what the condition of my heart and where I have to reach to. So the title of the of these ashar, apne malik ko razi kare khub hum, that we make an effort to please Allah Ta'ala thoroughly. Whatever we do, we have come for the majlis, let us see was our niyat. What was our niyat? Was it just to please Allah Ta'ala or not? One is, perhaps it is to show our presence that we have come. One is, perhaps it is for our nafs to listen to ash'ar that we were present in the majlis. But one is higher, and that is just the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That how will Allah, that Allah must be pleased. And in the pleasure of Allah, then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah, we are very, very, very weak. We ask for Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyya wal-mu'afat al-da'ima fi d-dini wal-dunya wal-akhira. Otherwise, those who, one sahabi told Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, I love you. So he said, think what you are saying. So he said, I love you. He repeated it. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, be prepared then for hardships and trials and facing of trials. Because then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who loves me, they will have to face these trials and tribulation. So till today also, these are there. And for all different people, different trials and tests will come on a person. For example, the sports at the moment. That is a great trial for a person. Also, to be firm on the haq. When today the winds are blowing, where everyone wants the easy Islam. The Islam of peace with everyone. And the Islam of unity with everyone. And so if you are, anyone wants to stay in this environment on the haq, he will be ostracized. People will go against him. He will face all types of criticism. So this will be there always. So a person will be tested. So in order to make, to see that what is my object of life, all what I am doing, for who am I doing it? Am I doing it to please Allah? And then a person doesn't worry about anything. He just looks at Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. So this is a thing that each one, and nobody can see the heart of the next person and what is in there. But this is one hakim. Just before that, another hakim before, he told today there are hardly really any hakims that are left. He said the hakims also, that is the medical doctors who treat with herbs, etc. He said that they learn from their father, and not learn, but they just inherited the practice from their father. They didn't study the subject, and those who studied it, and they got then they did practicals also. They are the ones who really have acquired this this knowledge in this line of hikmat, that is of this treatment with herbs, etc. So this other hakim told that when you study this properly, then when you check your nabas, your pulses, he says that we can give you a more accurate reading than what a scanner also does. Mm. So accurate. So Hazrat, he is so accurate, Hazrat's scanning machine is, and it is dependent on me, myself, everyone, if I take it for me. If I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, I'm telling other people and I'm all right. Or that we have just gathered here because it's a majlis, now the pattern has been formed. Saturday night is on Yom Laylatul Ahad, the night of Sunday. Saturday night is the night of Ashar, so that's why we have come here. So we have come for that reason. Many other of ours, what reasons we have got. So this is that those who are really that sincere and really want it, they will really pay attention. So Allah tabarak ta'ala make it easy and let us get the true benefit of it. And also our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair had explained that if we make our intention now correct, that we want what Hazrat says here, that nisbat of Allah, that ta'alluq with Allah ta'ala, and when people really want that, if we all make our niyat that, then we are all gathered for that. Now, as many as we are sitting here, everyone's nisbat is different. Like this, an example Mauna Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gave, and just to use our practical terms of today, like we have, everyone is one bulb here, one globe, and everyone has got a different power. For some are 0 watt, and others are 15 watts, 5 watts. Others are 100 watts, others are 1,000 watts, others are 5,000 watts. All are sitting here. And then this light comes out in the atmosphere here. Now when it comes out, the globe itself, everyone is different. And you can see, when you see that globe, this one is a brighter one, this is a dimmer one, etc. But when the light is in the atmosphere here, then it is one light. And then everyone benefits. The one with the strongest light also, if he's got a 5,000 watt globe, for example, and the others were 2,000, 500, 100, but that added to this. And the one who was the weakest, who was zero, he also gets from the others. So that is one great benefit of sitting in majalis like this. So from all one another, we all benefit from the our Allah make it, we make our niyat correct, that we have come here to get this nisbat, to get this ta'alluq which Hazrat is talking about with Allah Ta'ala. So, first of all, Hazrat says that jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, in whose heart is not the love of Allah Ta'ala, and that connection and that thought of Allah Ta'ala. So we can just think now, we all performed Maghrib namaz just now, not so long ago. how much did we have the thought of Allah Ta'ala in us? All the time we are supposed from Allahu Akbar. And in Allahu Akbar, there are actually two things. One is the thought of Allah. And the other, the realization Allah is Akbar, the greatest. Everyone together in the world, you cannot compare anything to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the greatest, the greatest. But how much did I think of Allah Ta'ala? Just to get a little understanding, when we made salam, whenever we make salam, for example, we are at home, the family is talking with some family member, we hearing they talking, and we say, give my salams also. So like that salam, it is done with that intention for that person who, somebody comes, you say, I'm going for Umrah. You say, please, give my salams also to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is done with an intention. All. But when we made salam in namaz now, and in our faras of 3 rakats, we made salam once. When our 2 sunnats, we made salam. Those of us who read a bit more, we made more salams. But who of us made salam? Who did we make salam to? Did we just make an empty salam that for no one? Or we made it for somebody? Is when it's the faras namaz, then we have to make the niyat that for the kiram and katmi on the right side when we make salam, the angel, farishta, who is sitting there and writing all our good deeds. And if the imam is on the right, make niyat of the imam also. And all the musallis on the right side, make their niyat also. How many of us made that niyat? We find ourselves very weak in that. Then when we made on the left side also, that same, when we made our own namaz, not with jamaat, then we make niyat of the kiram and katibin. But how many of us made that niyat? So from Allahu Akbar till Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And namaz, Allah tabaraka ta'ala himself says in the Quran Sharif, aqimi salata li dhikri. That not only sallu salah li dhikri, make your namaz for my remembrance, but iqamat salah. Who of us took the trouble to try and improve this? My second rakat must be better than my first rakat. My ruku, my sajda must be better than my ruku. Or we just went like we pressed the button on the machine and the machine starts working. So we just went through the whole procedure like that. Or did the inside of ours, a machine inside, nothing registers, just the outside, its work it does. But we are human beings. So our outside machine will do all that ruku, sajda, salam. But the inside must be connected with it also. So that is what we have to do. So how much have we got Allah in our hearts? And today, what is my age? How long? How many years of mine have gone out? And today, young people pass away. How many people? One young lady, just over 40, 45, yeah, about 2 weeks or so ago, 10th of Muharram, today is the 26th, so 16 days ago, the 10th of Muharram, which is a Mubarak day, and this year's 10th of Muharram was Jumu'ah, which is even more Mubarak, and she got up for Sehri, gave a whole family Sehri also, and only Allah knows. And after that, she read all what she had to read. Fajr time came, she read her Fajr namaz. After that, again, she finished whatever she had to read. And then she went to bed, not to get up again. Yeah. And then her janazah namaz also on Jumu'ah. And most of the people most probably had roza on that day. So all who read namaz for her, not only namaz they read, but with roza. How fortunate. So this is what she had in her heart for Allah Ta'ala. Outwardly, like an ordinary woman, just doing her normal household chores and that. But inside, only Allah Ta'ala knows. And then so many other people also, how Allah Ta'ala blesses them. So this is what is that is inside. So that dard dil, that connection, that love of Allah. And today, for example, how much Allah is being disobeyed openly. We just see around, we see Allah is being disobeyed. But how many of us that we got that pain, that how can you disobey Allah? This was the thing that used to pain Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the disobedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which is today so common, whether it's our own family, whether it's myself, how much we disobey Allah. No tawbah, no remorse. Tawbatu an-nadamu. Tawbah is a remorse, nadamat, that how could I have done this? In my life, how could I have done this? How can I be doing this here? And to be on the side of the kuffar. In that, the ulama have written, two things are very dangerous. Love of the kuffar and their ways, whatever their ways are and what they do. And the other is companionship, sohbet, to stay with the kuffar. That is two things. And these two things, Allah save us. Where they explain this, then they say in front, Allah speaks about irtidad, that when a person openly loses his iman. So that leads to finally irtidad, they say. So it's a very, very dangerous thing, but it is so common today. So it is a thing to fear very much. So this pain of the heart, to love Allah Ta'ala, you see, a young boy, he's a hafiz of Quran, mashallah. You feel happy. Do you really feel happy? Hazrat Maulana Badr Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was in Medina Sharif, when he passed away, they buried him Jannatul Baqi. And then after some time, they were going to bury another body. But they found that his body was intact still. Just like the fresh body with the coffin, everything as though it was just still buried now. Then they usually put a mark on that qabr that they don't open it again. When they asked his son, Hazrat Maulana Aftab Sahib, that what in your opinion was that Allah gave this great honor to your father, that his body is still 100% intact. So he said, what I can think is that my father had so much respect for a little child also who's a hafiz of Quran, that he wouldn't stretch his legs towards that child. And today with Quran Sharif, and for example, the Khilafat-e Usmani, Ottoman Empire, which unfortunately that also, and were a very sad part of our history. But anyway, how it started, that this person by the name of Uthman, that he, and then from there it came to be known as the Khilafat, and it ruled the world. The world was ruled under the Islamic Khilafat. And it came when he slept, he went to his sheikh. The people of his town took him out of town, chased him out. And that also because he was doing good, very, very hospitable. And they didn't like that idea of his. And they chased him out. He went and take refuge by his sheikh. Sheikh gave him a room to sleep. He noticed the Quran Sharif in the room. And because of the respect of the Quran Sharif, he didn't sleep the whole night. He said, how can I stretch my legs and sleep where there is a Quran Sharif? Today with us, what is our condition? So that adab, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala chose him. And the next day, the doors just opened. And soon the whole Khilafat got established. And how he brought about Islam and how it spread in the world. And how Islam controlled the world. So all that. So we are zero. That adab is so such a great thing. And it takes a person very far. So to have that dard-e-dil of Allah Ta'ala in the heart, that is why really we gather here, not just a matter of gathering and then dispersing again, but to have that. Ho ke insaan nahi, janwar se wo kam. Though that person is outwardly like a human being, but he's less than an animal also. Ulaika kal an'am bal hum adall. These Allah Ta'ala says, these people are like animals, but in fact they are worse than animals. In one place I read, I can't remember the whole thing, but the animals complained to Allah that why did you compare these people to us? An animal also makes shukr. An animal also is the singing of the birds are the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Animals are also engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. fish are engaged in the zikr of Allah. It's clearly it comes in the Hadith Sharif that all the creation of Allah. So this insan is worse than these animals also. So what is my condition? Where do am I? Dosto sunlo tum kuch meri daastan. Oh my friends, and what the heart Allah Hazrat is speaking of. And as we know, we have heard many times that many of these ash'ar Hazrat said, middle of the night. What is connection with Allah Ta'ala? So at that time Hazrat is saying, oh my friends, dosto sunlo tum kuch meri daastan. Listen to me, my story. What is my story of my life? Listen to me what I have got to say. Ek din phir nahi honge dunya mein hum. One day we won't be here. So like for example, if our parents, anyone has to tell us that listen to this advice of mine, one day I won't be here to tell you. Then we'll pay more attention that this person is giving like his parting advice, and that has got to more value. One is nasihat, a person makes advice. And one is wasiyat. Nasihat is like he's telling, and in his lifetime he expects you to do it. Wasiyat, what after my demise. After I leave, then you must do this. So people will pay more attention to wasiyat. Khaak tan mein nahi hai agar dard dil. In this body of made of sand and water. Heart, this body which is made, then this body made of sand and water, if the love of Allah, the pain and the love of Allah is not in that body, is not in that heart, koi qeemat nahi, khaak hai sirf hum, then we have got no value whatsoever. We are just sand and water. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went to the battlefield, And the enemy were in huge numbers. But what did he say? He said, they don't make zikr, they are like dead people. So why must you be afraid of dead people? We make zikr. But that is when that connection with Allah is like that. Then one person asked Hazrat Maulana Pananpuri Rahmatullah Ali, that namaz, Allah says, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar, that namaz will stop you from fahsha and munkar, all this bad gunas, backbiting, lying, bad nazri, looking at the opposite sex, gender, etc. Many gunas there are. So namaz will stop. But he said that person was asking Maulana, he said that Quran, isn't it the true kitab? Maulana said, of course, 100%. So he says, the Quran says it was, but I see many people who make namaz, but they don't, they are still doing all fahsha and munkar also, in spite of the namaz also. So Maulana asked him, what work you do? He was a farmer, animal farmer, what you call? Person who's farming of animals? No. Anyway, his farming wasn't maize and crops and that. He was a farmer he had animals. Cattle, all the other animals also. Then Maulana asked him that if a cow gives milk, how much milk they give? So he said, this one sometimes so much. Then Maulana asked if it's a dead cow. And he says that it won't give any milk. So same way, then Maulana explained, if it's a dead namaz, then it won't give that result. That namaz, that is not that namaz that tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. It must be a living namaz. And living namaz, Allahu Akbar, we are very, very far from that. One sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was making his namaz. And then he finished his namaz. And he said, I heard some big hue and cry, noise that carried on. He said, may Allah have mercy upon you. Don't you know what happened? He said, what happened? The snake fell on the child. And because of that, now we can imagine how the house of... He says, I had nothing, no idea of anything. His connection with Allah was such that he had no idea whatsoever. And what in our times, what we have heard recent times, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, his namaz was like that. That when he used to make namaz, he knew nothing of what is happening in the outside world. On one occasion, he was making namaz at home, and after finished his namaz, then he saw like all these leaves lying around. So they asked that, he asked, what's all this? He used to keep this vines, etc. He liked the greenery. And that too, it was planted there, it was there. And all leaves, who broke it and what happened? They said, don't you know, there was a snake that came and it was just 12 inches, 130 centimeters, just 1 foot above your head. And the woman folk called some passerby, people who were passing by, to come, and they killed the snake, and in that, this whole thing happened. So he said, that also didn't disturb. Oh, if we have to think that something like that had happened, then perhaps 1 week we won't sleep also. But he just calmly, he walked away to the masjid, and he went and made his namaz, like nothing happened whatsoever. So that is what is called, where are we? We are very, very far. So this is what we have to work on, to bring that that connection with Allah, such a namaz like that. Koi qeemat nahi, khaak hai sirf hum. Otherwise we have got no value, it's only soil of which this body is made. And then in that is between a Muslim and a kafir also. If there isn't that connection with Allah like that. Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali also should say that the people know in the world the atom bomb, hydrogen bomb, and what harm it can cause. So if somebody reads a tasbih not of 100 danas, 1,000 danas, atom bomb, atom bomb, atom bomb, and he blows on a fly, the fly also won't die. Because it's not the word. Atom bomb has got a reality behind it, what it can do. But we just, on the words, we read, we make our zikr, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. But how many of us really, that is in our heart, that there is no one else, no power besides Allah. If we do it, if we have that, and otherwise we can read it so many times, it's got effect. Also, the reward our elders, Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, in this atom bomb, you can read it as much as you want to, not a fly will die, you won't get one sawab also. But our deeni things, even just the words have got value. For example, you read in the Quran Sharif, Inna shaytana kana lil insani aduwwan mubina. So in the Quran, shaytan, 5 letters. 50 sawabs you get. Which if you read is like in a novel or something and you read about that, no sawab. Yeah. But the reality will come when it will be in the heart. That really we realize and we know that Allah is our real enemy. When that will, na'uzubillah, that shaitan is our real enemy. When that reality will come, then that reality. Otherwise the words also, we make read kalima 100 times, the sawab we will get. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, somebody complained to him, I make zikr, but no dhyan, no concentration. So Hazrat said, at least make shukr, your one part of your body is busy in the zikr of Allah. So our namazes also, we must make shukr. 10, 15, 20 minutes that we are spending for namaz, at least the body outwardly. But don't stay there. Make effort to bring the reality of namaz in our lives. Make our zikr, do our tilawat, keep our rozas, everything we do. But when the reality will come, then it will be a complete different thing. Do jaham, koi meri qeemat nahi. I got no value. If we can realize this, not in this world, nor in the year after. Ha, agar aap ki ho nigahe karam. Yes, this, if Allah, you make karam. You make me mujtaba. You choose me and you make me yours. You pull me towards you. Then I will have some value. Otherwise on my own, I am too weak. My intentions continuously break. I make toba, I make istighfar, I fall back again. All the time I'm just falling down. I'm just not moving. Oh Allah, you choose me. So we make that dua and make, and also one great way of for acceptance of dua, make that dua for somebody else. And then the farishta says, walaka mithlu dhalik, the same for you also. So there are many ways and times which are valuable times that we make dua, Ya Allah, make me yours, give me that dard-e dil. This one jamaat has come quite a few years ago, Sudan jamaat. And they explained, the Amir or one Zimmedar of the main responsible brothers, he met up with an accident and they took him to the hospital. Whenever the female nurse would come to check his pressure or whatever, automatically he was in a coma, but his hand will just go like that. No. Say no, 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 no. And he wouldn't allow her until they had to bring a male nurse. Otherwise, but he was in a coma. But that iman that was in the heart like that. So that is what is required, that we have that kind of iman. We are very far, but we cherish that. We love that. And if we are on that path and we're working on it, inshallah, at the time of maut, Allah will put us there. And then He will take us. But we have to have that continuously now. And this all, our majalis, is a reminder. Otherwise we forget. Very quickly we forget. And quickly we get involved in all other things. And our attention is diverted to other things. Sohbat ehle dil se mila darde hid dil. This we get from those people who got that kind of a heart. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also, Hazrat, mashallah, how Hazrat's condition was, and so many other ahle deal they are in the world. So if we get the company of a person who has got this in him, that is what is necessary. And as I explained, if we all make our intention, then each one of us can be also in that category. Just that I want that, and for that reason I've come here. And I want that that love of Allah. And I want that pain that nobody, not me, nobody must break the laws of Allah. And those who are fulfilling, you feel happy with the people fulfilling the laws of Allah. So when we'll have that, then whoever that is, the sohbat ahle dil, it's not only who we think are big awliya, the Allahu Akbar. Like in the jamaat we see sometimes, jamaat comes like from an area. One time, Maulana Muhammad Kardi Sahab, Damat Barakatum of White River, explained to us, a jamaat had come from Cape Town there to his masjid. They stayed 3 days. They did all the amal, everything, a paddle jamaat. So they made his tashkil also to join them. He joined them, they went. And they had one kumbi, where they're carrying the goods and that. The jamaat used to go walking, but the goods and that in the kumbi. So he also was in the kumbi. They traveled some distance, and there was a roadblock, police. They were checking on the cars. And this car, not the tail lights are working, not this is working, not the hooter is working, that is not working. So they were worried now. So Maulana told him, the Amir Sahib told Maulana, what? Can you remember?
No. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry. Just read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. That's the dua we read when we go to toilet. Oh Allah, save me from the khubuth and khaba'ith, all that, napak, jinnat and all that. Just read that. And he was reading. When the police came and told him, he prayed that and he blew on his face. He said, hey, go have a happy journey. You carry on, don't worry. And they just carried on. So now, what was in their heart? We just see the police and our condition will change. We'll get frightened. But they were completely, what is in, so, and also many times when we think we go like some jamaat, famous, but ordinary jamaat, really, what words of, precious words of diamonds and golden words they speak. And it might be a small boy. In that jamaat, in that same also, when the jamaat was leaving there from White River, so the Amir was telling Maulana to make dua. Maulana was telling him, you make dua. So one small boy, a revert, he said, if you wish, I'll make the dua. So they said, okay, you make the dua. In his dua, he said, oh Allah, return the Muslims to on their rightful place, where they should be. Return them back to their rightful place. He said it in a beautiful way, and he can remember. No. But in a beautiful way, he told that return them back again on their rightful place. So that is so. So if when you get the company of such people, and therefore never look down upon anyone, never think I'm better than anyone, never just like disregard any person. We don't know who the Salihin are and what position they hold by Allah Ta'ala. This morning, I was having breakfast, finished breakfast. Then Appa, she brought Maulana Imran Mark's little daughter, 4 years old, about 4 years, to come and she gave Badam, etc. So she just came in, she saw me, and she went back. She went back again. So Appa is telling her over and over, come 4 years old. She parda. Now just imagine when that is in the child. That four-year-old child, that amount of parda, so much that you can't see a khair mahram. You can't see. Now, that environment must be like that. So all these things come. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Sohbat ehde dil se mila, darde dil, varna paate kahan se ye dolat bhi hum. Otherwise, where we should get it? And he has so much details. We won't go now much into the details, but how Hazrat in his youth, he was 16 years old most probably when he came to Hazrat Maulana Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, and he introduced himself and he told me, I've come here for my Islah, etc. And now when he got that and he stayed there, a 16-year-old boy staying with an old man, like on a farm somewhere, not even a farm, jungle, where it was only Hazrat's house. There was nothing else there. No shops around there, nothing. For a young boy to stay like that and in the company of an old man. Usually youngsters want their own company, young people and all that. But to stay there. So then what? How Allah Ta'ala had blessed Hazrat. Dar de dil seekhna hai agar dosto. Hazrat says that if you want to learn it, saath mere raho, phir sikhayenge hum. Then let's stay with me. Then we will teach you this year. Sare ardh samao shams aur qamar, the earth, the heavens, the sun, the moon, dekh kar paage apne khaliq ko hum. From that we found Allah Ta'ala. That if how many sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari. So many ayat of the Quran about the bee, about the ants, about honey, about what and what the Quran Sharif has explained. And if a person still can't see Allah Ta'ala, then it's a very sad case. Allah is so made him, he made himself hidden. But he's so hidden that he couldn't stay hidden. He's open. And you can't just help but seeing Allah Ta'ala. And still if we don't see Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. But our condition that Allah is everywhere. What our eyes that we see, our eyes points to Allah Ta'ala. What our tongue that we speak, the tongue points to Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, where has the tongue got the capacity to speak? It is Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. The ear, where has it got the capacity to hear? It's Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. But yet we don't hear Allah. We hear Quran Sharif, and Allah made it Fajr Namaz, Qiraat that is recited, and especially those who are studying or who are ulama, that we take note of what is being recited in the Namaz. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Dil ke milne ke ki hai baat kuch aur hi. And to find to Allah Ta'ala in your heart, to find Allah. Saath rehte hai go ek muddat se hum. Though we are staying together with with our, let's say with, we are staying with our, with the Ahlullah, but we're staying so long, but to find Allah, that is a complete different thing. That when you just see that person sees uska bolna, chalna, hasna, dekhna, everything changes now. You just see he's a different person, that person. His worry is a different worry now. He's no more the worry of the dunya and death. And such people, mashallah, for example, they migrate. They make hijrat. They don't worry of the family. And they are gone to stay with the mujahideen, for example. They are gone to, they don't worry of anything of anyone. They are just with Allah Ta'ala. Shakhtiya shaykh ki hai fana ke liye mat samaj usko hargiz sitam. And when the shaykh speaks about hard and harshly, then it is for your betterment. Sometimes you are given bitter medicine by the doctor. It's not because he dislikes you. He wants your ilaj. He wants your treatment to take place. That's why. Sometimes he'll stop you from water. And don't drink water at all. Sometimes he'll command you to drink so much water. All that is for your benefit. So whatever the shaykh says is for your benefit. Akhtar bin nawa ki sadai suno. Hazrat says that I'm a person, I've got nothing here, but listen to what I've got to say. Outwardly, you'll see, it's not like the government announcement of the government, that by so and so deadline, this must be done, that must be done. But I've got nothing, but listen to what I've got to say. Apne malik ko razi kare khub ham. We try our best to make Allah Ta'ala happy. That is what our goal in life must be, to make Allah Ta'ala happy. May Allah give us tawfiq. We are very, very far. But if we make effort and we try, inshallah, Allah will bless us with these great, great treasures, inshallah.